It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoe shine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 224. Good number.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, Sam?
Pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. So we covered that. Mm-hmm.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, actually, let me start because I just want to say I love my wife. She's the greatest person ever.
Yeah. That's it.
Just couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happier. Love you, honey.
Yeah,
I saw. Thanks for listening.
Lydia actually saw your post and told me about it in the Shoosh group, and I was like, "Oh, that's awesome."
Yeah.
Did anybody?
Yeah, I thought that would be a funny one.
So then, what we should do now is just go over all the worst moments of you saying bad things about your wife right now. Yeah. Just kind of review the top ones, just to not
well,
for any reason.
I mean, yeah, I couldn't really remember much that, and definitely nothing that I didn't talk to her about or whatever. Like, well, she would already have known all this stuff anyway. But, yeah, I just thought it was funny. And then I saw what everyone's responses and I was like, yeah, well, it doesn't seem too bad. I don't really.
Yeah. Well, you did talk about that affair you had, but other than that.
Oh yeah. That's an old episode though. That's going to take her a while. I've got a good year or two before.
Yeah.
I think she's working from the new to the old.
So you're good. You'll have another year or so of good marriage.
That's fine. I was going to tell you the thing that I was surprised about is she was like, I listened to the thing. I was like, why are you listening to that? It's like, you're reading my diary, you know? It's like, this is not a weird feeling. Like, and then she was like, oh, you guys are actually pretty funny. I was like, wait a minute. Now you're lying?
Yeah, it's bad enough you're reading my diary, then you're fucking making shit up about it.
So if my wife thinks we're pretty funny, we must be pretty funny.
Yeah, or maybe not.
Or we're not funny.
Yeah, yeah, or maybe somewhere along the line we lost.
Look, I don't know what to think anymore. Yeah. I've violated all my private.
Yeah, the best was the. Yeah, what was it? The what was the raking one?
Yeah, I don't. I don't remember.
I feel
that.
Like that's combining two things, but probably not. I guarantee I have a worse memory than any of our listeners because, like, they would.
Yeah.
I feel like they would remember hearing a story that's probably not like anything better than I would remember one among many stories. You know what I mean? Like, for some reason, if that makes sense to me. But anyway, I remember the one where you, Pooey was just, I don't know, in a bad mood or something. And you, I remember you said that Lara asked, like, what's happening? Was that the same as the raking thing? Because I wasn't sure if that was two of the same thing.
Yeah, because I haven't laid my hands on a rake for a while. So I don't even, like, if you said gun to your head, when's the last time you raked something? I couldn't even tell you. It's been years. So, but then the other thing you said sounds more recent.
Well, it's been at least a year or so, too.
Yeah.
Well, everything's been either 5 years or two. I don't know. Who cares?
Someday. Oh, but on a serious note, I told you this like a couple months ago. We've been getting along. I'm not just saying this because my wife might be listening, but we've actually been getting along really well for a year. Well, when did we go to Hawaii? Well, that's not a year.
Yeah, that's six, seven, eight months, though. Yeah, 6, 7.
Yeah, we got into a little thing there just because, you know, we're
traveling.
I'd like to see any of you be in a hotel room with two kids.
Yeah, it's impossible.
That are 6 and 9 for 5 days.
No, that's
and not
possible.
Get into an argument.
Yeah.
It's fucking impossible. But we had a nice trip on my birthday. We left the kids home and
oh my god, yeah, well that too, that's all good. But I just saw Yeah, my good friend Lindsay been on my show say it's not ghosts, which is one of the things. And then,
oh God, yeah.
Do you have perhaps a ghost story for us?
Yeah, I messaged you.
Yeah,
yeah. I thought all that was pretty much, you know, laid to rest.
You killed all the ghosts.
Laid to rest, so to speak.
Yeah.
But now it's, yeah, where was I? Oh, I tried to go to a little, oh yeah, I was going to talk about that. Wow, thanks. That brought up, I got a bunch of stuff actually.
Good.
So I was invited
over to just a slew of mediocre bullshit last week. So I'm totally ready for you to take
I'll
the
do
helm.
A slew of mediocre bullshit this week. Last week there was a good UFC, you know, I like to watch those, and that, you know, the friend, this has been years too, probably, but
the friend
that I met that has the cool backyard is a really nice guy.
So that's an important follow-up because you were like, not sure you could even be, you know, like have a friend or whatever. So it sounds like you're kind of friends with the guy with the cool backyard.
Yeah. He's awesome. It's nothing about him.
He's a
perfect person. Like I can't even tell you one thing I don't like about him, but it's just hard for me to have a friend. That's all.
Yeah.
That's 100% of
what
it is.
No, we get it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, I know we got thousands of new listeners.
True.
All the tabloids be like, Sam hates this guy or whatever.
Better get,
you know,
out
get back to him. And, you know, now that my wife's listening, I mean, anybody could be listening. So literally anybody could be listening to the show now since my wife somehow listened to it.
I know. That was the last person that I thought. Yeah. Damn.
So a couple weeks ago, one of our dogs had like blood all over his stomach internally, and we like freaked out. And I had a check engine light on my truck I had to take in, which was obviously nothing. But so I didn't have a car, and I was working, and my wife called and was like, she was messaging all upset, like, this is not good. Like his whole stomach is blood. And I was like, she's like, and then. My daughter
is this
has
the old
game
one that's basically on death's
no,
door.
No, the younger one.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't have a car. And then so I called this friend, and he was just like drove over, picked me up. To, you know, just like he's just a nice, just a really good guy. Like he just didn't even ask, didn't even say anything. He's just like, yeah, whatever you need. Like, you know, he drove me all the way to the dealership, which is like 40 minutes away, to get my truck, and then I drove back. And like, you know, he's just an awesome guy. So anyway, that's just to say that he's like does stuff for me if I ask him to. And so he was like, I'm going to do this like a golf tournament and then a poker game and then UFC on Saturday, starting at like from 8 a.m. until, you know, 11 p.m. Yeah. And I was like, man, I want
to. By the way,
golf.
Like if you ever need someone to go with, like that sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All of that sounds great.
We will play golf with him at some point. And so I was like, man, I want to do all that, but, you know, I can't really, Nolan had a baseball game, Lauren had a softball game. I was like, well, I can't do the whole day. I'll do like the poker tournament and UFC, you know, whatever. And then, so the day came and I was like, man, I don't really want to do anything, you know, but I was like, man, guy comes like, I mean, I want to watch UFC, but the poker tournaments are like, they could be really fun or they could be like the worst.
Yeah.
And,
which I, as anxious person, like that's the, where you don't an unclear, I don't know if outcome's the right word, but you could see there being some weird bullshit or something about that would be stressful.
Yeah. And even when I'm not anxious, it's like, I haven't played poker for, I don't even know, 5 years, you know? So you get that weird thing of like, oh, I bet the wrong time or I don't, you know, I got a deal and I forget how to do that, you know, but I mean, all that
deal,
stuff.
Though.
Within, just deal. I just had a deal.
Yeah.
Within like an, you know, 20 minutes, you're like, okay, I remember all this stuff pretty much. But, and then just like not wanting to lose and do something dumb, you know, that kind of thing is always, makes me uncomfortable. But anyway, so I was like, whatever, I'll go to the poker thing and whatever. So I went and, you know, it was a bunch of people I don't know except for him and like one other guy that I've hung out with there. And it was just like a $20 buy-in. And then, you get you could buy back in if you bust out within like the first hour, you can rebuy, which is cool. And so I was like playing real conservative, and what I didn't really think about was the fact that a lot of these guys, and there was I guess there was one girl, a lot of them did the golf in the morning, you know, like they just got off the golf course. And you know, the combination of, I mean, it's not hot yet, but you know, it's probably 75 degrees, but playing 18 holes and drinking beer from like 8 a.m. to 3 or whatever in the sun and doing all that, like that, That makes you like five times more drunk than if you were just kind of like lying around drinking a few beers. Like it just does something to people. It gets them like exhausted and drunk. And I had a guy sitting to the right of me that was like just fucking gone, like just tanked. And at first he was kind of funny. And then he kept drinking. He had like more beers and they were like IPAs, you know, like during the thing. And at one point, like it was fun. We were, you know, whatever. Like I said, it was a small stake, so no one's really like, you know, it's just fun. No one's like super stressed out about losing $20, I don't think. And, but at one point he was just like getting not fun, like just mean and like talking shit to everyone at the table. And like, it got a little, like I thought it was going to be a flip the table over, like, you know, old saloon fight like a couple times. Yeah. And, but I brought some kind of like a blonde ale and I was drinking those. So I was, you know, it was pretty relaxed, but I was thinking of a couple things, which is that when I, you know, just observe a good time to observe human behavior is a poker game. It's like it's the weirdest combination
what you're supposed
of like,
to be doing anyway. You're supposed to be observing.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're already dialed in.
But just like it's weird how there's the different personalities of people who play poker. There's like the person who it's almost like there's three different types, three or four. It's like, there's the person who thinks they're good at poker and, or sorry, who is good at poker or whatever, pretty good at poker and is pretty confident and just fucking plays, you know, like just does everything, like knows all the rules. Yeah, that's maybe. You. Not as much now, but there was a guy at the table who was like that. And I, at one point I was like, man, I'm glad you're here because, you know, when you have like, it was hold'em. So you'll have like someone go all in and then two people call. And so you got like the side pot and then you got the X. Some of that stuff, I was like, oh man, I forgot about all this stuff. Like, you know, and people... When you play with people who don't play a lot, they like throw their chips in the middle when they bet. And you're like, fucking put your fucking chips. God,
could I pause you for a quick, quick thing. This is something I'm still mad about from when I was literally 18 years old. I went just quick thing poker. That was when the poker, like that time, you know, 2000 through 2000. You know, four or five, six, like it was super big for a minute, right? Like everybody, that was when, right? Wasn't that when everybody was playing it?
It
went pretty crazy. And so when I went to college, when I that was a peak time for everybody playing poker, and I was playing, I was pretty into it back then, and I probably wasn't any good really, but I was trying to be good, and so it was fun to play and all that. And I played a game with these guys, and we get to that exact scenario you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And they said, I think it was when I was, God, it might've been when I was visiting actually, like I wasn't there yet or when I just had gotten in, you know, like so I was first semester, you know, and the way it was in the stupid honors dorms was like, there's sophomores that watch over, like they're, you know, there's like these, I can't remember what they're called, but there weren't RAs, but kind of like that where like they were sophomores in the program. So they would live with us, but there was only a few of them, you know, and they were kind of in charge of different things sometimes. And so they were like the kind of the ringleaders, you know, and we get to a point in a poker game where it's a side pot situation. And I was like, oh, okay. And they say, oh no, we don't do side pots. Oh my God. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, no, we just don't do it. I was like, no, you do. Here's what you do. Do this, do that, you know, like trying to get it to work. Like, no, we just don't do side pots. And the guy did it in a way that was like, I'm the idiot for thinking I would do how the game works, you know? And I
how
was
do you not do side
exactly.
Pots? I don't even understand.
God, I'm still mad about this. There are, you know, most things from that time when I was too mad about things, I've let go, you know, like.
Well, just for people who don't understand poker, could we do like a quick
explanation quick game?
Of yeah. yeah, like we run
well,
a few hands.
The way it has to work is like obviously when you go all in, you have your, that means you've pushed all your chips in, you've got no more money to bet. And if somebody has more chips than you, then they can call and still have chips left over. But
yeah,
then
they match your bet.
Yeah, they match your bet, but then they can still bet. But the problem is they need to be able to bet more after that, and you can't win those chips. So
yeah,
like
if you're
I
the
have
one
like
who goes
one,
all in, you have 1,000 in chips, you can't win more than 1,000 from each individual person that's in that thing.
Yeah, if I had like $1 and you had $500 or something and I go all in on one, like that has to be separated. So everybody matches the one, and then that's a side pot or the other one. One of them's a side pot. I don't know. I guess that's the side pot and the other one's the main pot. And the deal is like if you win, then you win the side pot and then the next highest hand will win whatever pots they're involved in. But if somebody who has money the whole time wins, and they win all of it, basically. And like you, I was the lowly freshman trying in the not, you know, I wasn't in charge of anything. This was my group of friends. And so I had to just like go with it. But it was like the game just stopped or something. Like, I don't even know. I think they just said, okay, nobody can bet anymore. I was like, that doesn't fucking make any sense.
Yeah, I'm still mad about it. The crazy thing about it is that could be the thing that wins you the tournament because tripling up or whatever, you know, if the thing that would happen is if three people had like, they think they have amazing hands, like ace, king, two aces, two kings, I don't know, something like that. And they're all like, I'm going to win this whole thing. And they all go all in. Or like the first guy goes all in with 1,000. The second guy says, I'll call 1,000. And I also want to bet because he knows there's other people behind him that could also, you know, you want to, the thing with poker is you want to get people out of the hand because the more people who are involved, the more possibilities that you could lose, you know, like other things could come out. They could have like a straight or a flush or whatever you want to get. So it doesn't make sense to just say, oh, I call, you're all in, unless you're the last guy to bet. Then you're like, whatever, everyone else folded and it's just two people. But if you're like, if he bets and you're the second guy or the first person to bet after him, a lot of times you would want to bet, maybe you go all in with 2,000 or 3,000 because you want to get everyone else out of there. So it's just your odds of winning the hand are better.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to bet more. Yeah. If you only could bet 1,000, then the two people behind you are like, oh, I'll bet 1,000. I'll bet 1,000.
If I had a time machine, that's exactly what I would do. I wouldn't do anything else. I would go back to the year 2004 or 5 and fucking talk some sense into these assholes. I think the reason it was frustrating because of that, but it would be one thing if they're like, oh yeah, we don't really know how that works. So this is kind of just how we do. It was.
Yeah.
It was like I was the fucking moron for suggesting that we would play the game the right way. Like even, and I didn't even push it that much, but like it was one of those, like it probably came from their insecurity, you know, like they're probably feeling stupid by me suggesting it was stupid that we wouldn't do this. So then they gave me a lot of attitude and made me feel stupid. And so like it's one of these things that from fucking 12 years ago still bothers me occasionally because it's like I was right, but then made to feel really stupid for being right. So anyway, so unpause.
So I guess there's five types of poker players. Yeah. I didn't know that that type of poker player even existed.
No, yeah, that it doesn't. That was the dumbest thing to ever happen. God, it was so fucking stupid.
So anyway, back to my types of poker players. So there's, the guy who actually just knows how to play and is good at it, and they just do whatever they do, and they don't, you know, they just act like normal, like they're confident and fine. And then there's the guy who, like, thinks, this is most poker players, who thinks they know how to play, but they really don't, and then they say shit like I'm pot committed or so they use like terms like pot committed when they're definitely not pot committed. It's like, there was this person who like they'd bet like once and they'd be like, well, I'm pot committed. I'm like, no, you're not. I don't think you have any idea what that actually means.
Yeah.
Or they'll like say odds. They'll be like, well, I have like a 45% chance
inside my five outs. Yeah. It's
like, no, that's not even close like, to what you actually, your chances actually are. That was most of them. And then the other person that the best, if you're at a table, the best, well, sometimes it's dangerous because they'll just win with some stupid shit. But there's the people who have no patience and they're like, I just want to win now or lose now. Like, I don't have the patience to like wait for a good hand and play it the right way. They just like bet on everything, call everything. And then most of the time you beat them, but because they'll go with like a, you know, a seven and a king, and then some stupid shit comes out on the flop and they get like some weird straight that you could have never guessed that they would be, you know, that they would get, and they beat you. So it's just funny to see those different types of people. And I was trying not to like, every time people would say like pot committed and how many outs they had. And I was just thinking like, no, that's not, none of that's true. Maybe it's like a bluffing ploy to act like, you know, what you're doing, maybe. So I ended up, long story short, it was like 15 people and I got second place. So it was pretty good. I won like $100.
Cool.
So I'm rich.
Oh,
no, second, but,
won $100. So how, it no, wasn't it was like just winner takes all.
It was like 60, 30, 10 or something like that.
So you just got to a point and then you stopped at whatever. Oh, wait, what? 63. Oh, okay. So you did play it all out and had to play like heads up and all that, but it was just, oh, cool.
Yeah, and I played with the one girl that was playing. She ended up winning, and it was kind of fun playing heads up because she was really nice. And we got to the point where she was probably like, I don't know, six times my stack. And I was like, all right, I'm going, you know, like I just started going all in because you have to, you know. I had like an ace seven, and she had like ace 10, and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I lost. But
heads up is weird. That totally changes. It is
totally different game.
Yeah.
Even when you get to like three or four people, you really are supposed to be playing a lot of hands that like, you know, if you had a table of seven or eight or six, you wouldn't play. It's hard to adjust and be like, oh, I have King 7, which is could be like the odds that it's better than most of the people on the table or just the position you're in. Like, it's a lot of it is just like if you're in the right position of being the last bet, then you should do all this stuff. Even if you don't have anything, you'll probably get people to fold because they probably don't have anything.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's really fun. But the thing I was going to say is like for $20, I played for like 4 hours and it was like the most value. Like,
yeah,
it's the best value I've ever gotten for $20. It was really fun.
Yeah, then, poker's fun.
And the guy, like, this is the kind of guy he is. He made a trophy for the golf tournament. Wow. And then he made a trophy for the poker tournament. Is this his
bachelor party or something? Like,
yeah, he's just fun. He's just like, he's like, you know, if you wanted to like be a person.
He's like the perfect best friend to have that you can have that you were barely able to do.
Yeah, exactly. So it was anyway, a good time.
Can you give him my number or what? Like, what's a good
take? Yeah, he wants to do stuff a lot, so I was glad that I actually went. Awesome. So I can
while you were on the topic of good friends, I want to give everybody a tip that I wouldn't have known but is actually good. If say you have friends who like have a baby or something and you want to do something nice for them, the best thing you can do, we had a couple of friends who like we aren't like super good friends with them. And in fact, I don't even remember if you've met them, but like we like them a lot. But you know, we hang out from time to time. But they're cool people. We like them. Oh, you may have met them at trivia once. I can't remember. But you know, we're not like best friends. It's just we like each other and we occasionally we'll see each other. And they just decided when we had the baby, they're like, hey, we're going to come over and bring you dinner one night. And they did. And it was
that's nice.
Oh, that was awesome. That's the best. So if you're wondering like, oh, what's a good thing to do? And it's like, if you just do that. And my feeling was like, wow, that was really awesome. None of our actual close friends did that. Like only these like, so, you know, still we like them. But like, we again, they're not like super close friends, but they just are nice people who figured they'd want to do that. And then we actually, Lydia had another friend who I also like, but she's, you know, like more her friend, who came over and kind of did the same thing. It was just like, that's super nice. So next time any of our friends have a baby, I'm going to try to make sure to do that. The problem is none of our friends are having babies. It's weird. It's only us.
Yeah. Anyway,
quick tip. If you ever, you know, cause like, and I guarantee you it will go down well, you know, cause there's these things where you're like, oh, should I do what? Send a something card or a flower? Whatever, you know, like that kind of thing. This is a guaranteed hit. If you're just like, "Hey, I'm gonna bring some dinner for this one day," we'll do that. Then it's guaranteed to go down well, like go over well or whatever.
Yeah. Just the dinners in general, like if someone passes away or whatever, somehow that's always like a
yeah.
It's just a nice thing.
True, but it's added in when you have a baby, like figuring that out is like another thing.
Yeah.
And the less you make them do anything, the better. Don't be like, okay, what do you want? And then you're just making them like think of everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's the challenge is like, I don't have the extra brain time power to like figure out what we want and whatever. Just bring something and we'll fucking like it.
Yeah, even if you brought something and you didn't even eat it, you'd be like, no, well, we're not going to eat that because it's gross, but like, that's...
yeah, that's garbage, but...
Helped us still eliminate one thing of thinking about getting, maybe.
Yeah. That's funny. So, we didn't even get to the ghost part of the story.
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Yeah, so I just sent you a message that I was... So I was at that thing all afternoon, all evening, and then the UFC, you know, goes to like 11 p.m. Pacific time, so... At some point during watching UFC, I got a message that was like that my son said he heard a child's voice or something in his room.
Yeah, I think he said a boy's voice.
A boy's voice, yeah. And so it was, my wife was like, so when are you coming home? And I was like, here we go. Here we go again with the ghosts.
Yeah.
And I tried again with the like, there are no ghosts. So like it doesn't. And I think I messaged you like.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid of a lot. I'm not spiders.
Let's explain to us Pui's expectation that you would come home. Like, is that her? She's afraid. Is that you need to come deal with the? What? Yeah, because I didn't totally understand. Was it that
she needed your help? All my ghost catching stuff is in my supply in my storage.
Yeah, you keep it locked under lock and key. So.
Yeah, so I didn't have that. Yeah.
No, but I just wonder, like, is it more she's expecting you to come help her because she's scared, or like just dealing with the whole with your son? Like,
no, I think it. Yeah, I think it was just if I'm there, like somehow that helps. Like, if you have anti ghost
particles, yeah.
If you could get haunted in a group, it's a lot, you know, kind of like diffuses the fear equally or something. I don't really know.
Ghosts only have so much haunting per. They can per house, and so if you spread it out more.
I wonder, if I'm home, does the ghost go like, oh, this guy doesn't believe in me, so I'm not going to waste my time anymore.
I'm not going to waste my time making noises that could probably be explained by other things. I'm not going to bother doing that if there's an explainy type person there.
Yeah. Yeah, me like just going, hi, I'm a boy ghost or some whatever. They don't even say that. They just, I don't really know what they do because they don't exist. But
I think just, if you are like a child ghost, you're obligated to be singing like a ring around the rosy. Yeah. Like you have to do something like that.
Weird minor, not even the right
dissonant sound.
Yeah. Or we've discussed what ghosts do many times, but. They also, or they have to be like looking like, mom, where are you?
Oh,
I doing here?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Why didn't I go to the good heaven place or whatever? They have to be like confused about where they are. The ghost is never like, oh, I'm a ghost.
The ghost is never like accidentally walks into your room. Oh, I'm sorry. This is your room. Oh, okay. My fault. I'm a ghost. Hi.
I was just going right back to the attic.
John Ghost here. Well, let me, I'll be up there if you need anything.
I know what you're thinking. Yes, I'm a ghost.
Before
I've
you
been
say
able
it.
To kind of stay out of your way. I thought you were gone.
Right. Yeah.
I'll go back up there. Can I stay there? Like, do I need to move to another house? Cause like, could we just pretend this didn't happen?
I'll be out of your hair. I'll get out of here.
So. That would be funny if they did. If a ghost was just like, look, I'm a ghost. I know this is hard for you to deal with, but you can only imagine how hard it is for me to deal with being a ghost. Like,
that'd
I
be
can't
awesome.
Even, yeah. Like, sometimes I have to haunt. Like, I don't know why. I just have to. Like,
the urge to haunt.
I'm a ghost. I mean, it's like lions hunt.
Sometimes you have to take a shit. It's the same thing. It just feels just like, I don't know, got to haunt.
I would love to tell you that I'm not going to haunt, but like, I just, you know,
I wish I could promise I wasn't going to haunt you, but, just know it's nothing personal. Just, haunters got to hunt.
Yeah. Just ignore it. I'm harmless. I don't even, I can't make physical contact with a living being, as you know. So I don't even really know what you're scared of. Like, I guess just noise. Yeah.
It's just me. I'm just rattling some bullshit. Like there's nothing that scary.
I don't have a gun. I can't physically harm you in any possible way.
You know what you should be scared of? Heart disease. That's what you should be scared of. Not me. I can't even. Statistically, almost no ghost-related.
Yeah. Oh, let me look up how many ghost-related deaths there were in 2018. Oh, zero. So I think don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. He's like,
are we good here? Or did,
So that all happened.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I can't get. It's a weird thing when your kids are afraid of, or one of your kids. I don't think my daughter has any of that already.
No, that's good.
She already knows that it's not, that doesn't make any sense. But my son is just persistently, he's scared of the showers and there's ghosts in there everywhere. And it's been, you know, it's been a good year or two. This has been going on. And it's weird when you and your wife can't together sincerely tell the kid that there's no ghosts.
You know? Yeah. That is interesting.
Because one of us isn't sure, or one of us is sure that there are. I don't know. So, like, it's a hard, you know, you have to lie.
Well, that, do you think that's the issue? Like, if you guys both were just like, there's no ghost, would he still?
I don't know. Probably not.
Wait, who the hell gave him the idea of ghosts? God.
Oh, stupid. They're everywhere. They're on all the cartoons. And I mean, there's no way. It wasn't like my wife got them all like, hey, come over here. I'm scared of ghosts. Let's do this or whatever. Like, it's not. That wasn't
it. They didn't have the Ouija board out or whatever.
Ghosts make up like 30% of all kids' shows. Yeah. And there's mostly ghosts. And I think he saw Ghostbusters 2 at, you know, our sister's house one Easter.
I was really scared of that painting as a kid. I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's scary.
I was scared of it.
Yeah, it's just weird what happens to your brain.
You I thought what you were going to talk about, and maybe it's because you know your wife's listening now, but like the idea that you would need to come home is kind of, to me, that was like, all right, come on.
Yeah, like, no, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, to start with, there's obviously the logic is thrown out the window. There's no, you know what I mean? Like if she's scared of ghosts, then nothing down the line will, it doesn't make any sense. So I couldn't say like, well, you're scared of ghosts, but like, it doesn't make any sense that if I'm home, you'd feel less scared because it already doesn't make sense. So I don't really, I don't really try that. I guess if just some other adults there, then whatever tickling or booing or whatever they do would be less scary. I don't know. I don't really know. It'd be weird if like there was anything that ever happened, you know, like if she was like, I've never heard her say like, I 100% saw a ghost or I heard a ghost say something.
It's just the wasn't it a toothbrush related incident?
Well, no, there was the biggest clue, the fucking ghost, bonehead ghost move.
Ghost hour over here.
He removed a Christmas light wire that was hanging on a hook in one of the seven hooks that
goes down. And that's why you never do that, ghost, okay? Dead ghost giveaway.
There's seven hooks or 10 hooks that go down our stairway that we put Christmas lights on during the holidays, and one of them was off the hook, and it was fucking off the hook. And
that's probably why the ghost did it. He's like, oh man, this is off the hook.
Yeah, it's a weird... I wonder how many times ghosts do stuff like that and the human doesn't notice. And they're like, what the fuck? I went to all the trouble. You know how hard it is for me to physically move a tangible, you know.
Well, maybe you don't even respect my presence here. Maybe I'll just pack up my ghost suitcase. I got other options for haunting. I got other families that I could haunt. You're not appreciating me here.
This house isn't even very hauntable for me.
Like you ever consider maybe you're part of the problem? You're not very hauntable people. Like it's
you don't have a gun all or on a me. Bell or anything that I could do.
Yeah, there's no old rusty chains. There's nothing. What am I supposed to do? Oh man, good times.
Yeah, I forgot. By the time I got home, I guess it had been forgotten. I didn't. I don't remember coming home and having to. They weren't like huddled in a closet or anything. So
yeah, and of course I forgot about walking on the ceiling or like doing. Doing the exorcist like walk.
Yeah, it wasn't 20 degrees in the house when I walked in. Like I couldn't see my breath when I walked through the door.
But wouldn't you feel stupid if you got home and everybody had been like haunted to death or whatever? You'd feel real foolish.
Yeah.
That you didn't drive home a little faster to also be killed? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Like it's never happened. So, you know, like that's another thing. My son asked me how many people there were in the world, you know?
Hmm.
And what is it? 8 billion? 10 billion?
Yeah,
what
just
is
about it 8 billion.
8 billion, yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's actually easy. He was like, are there like 10,000 people? And I was like, no, a lot more than that. He was like 20,000. And I was like, it's like 10 billion. And I was like, he goes, how much? You know, how much is a billion? And I was like, I can't even explain.
It's impossible. So
there's a thousand thousands is a million, right?
Yeah.
And then you'd have to have, is it 1,000 millions is a billion?
Yes.
Yeah. That is impossible to comprehend.
Not possible to comprehend.
For even for a human or an adult.
Yeah, I agree. And it's funny that because I had an experience with your child watching the Sharks game the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's funny the things that you start thinking you can explain. And then it's like, wait, never mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the commentator, it was actually awesome. I liked it. Because he was like, why does he keep saying against? And I was like, oh, yeah, he does. That's because he's Canadian. He's like, what is that? I was like, oh, well, it's another country that's like on top of us, like above us. Yeah. And some of the things they say is different. And he's like, but they speak English? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, well, actually, some of them speak French. And then I was like, I don't know what. Yeah, none of this is probably getting through, but I did my best. And then so like thinking of from that level, trying to explain a billion or even a million is impossible.
Yeah, I doubt he understands what 1,000 is or, you know, maybe 100.
Maybe 100. It's a lot of people. That's a weird. Hard thing to explain too. Like, obviously you just can move on and be like, whatever. But like, for me, it's hard to deal with like how many people there are just mentally. Like that doesn't.
Yeah. It's insane.
It's impossible.
There shouldn't be that many people.
And it makes you feel. And it's also like, I don't know if everyone is this way, but as a kid or even growing up, like it makes me feel less important, you know, like in a bad way. Yeah. I was always like, if there's that many people, what am I going to do? Like who, you know? Everybody's already doing everything. Like, what the hell is the point of me here?
Yeah, it's a weird thing being where we are, you know, in this day and age in America, you know, in a middle class or whatever, middle class type of thing where you're like, of all the 10 billion people,
we're like toward the top.
Yeah, the top, and it still feels like we don't matter. What if you were at the bottom? Like, I mean, I guess they don't even have time to think about
it. Yeah, it's probably better. Yeah, but you're just like, carry these jugs of water on your head to the village.
What is even like the 50th percentile person? What is that person? I don't know. They make $10,000 a year and...
Yeah, probably.
Probably not even that much.
Probably like poverty in the United States is probably like halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like better than half the planet. I don't know. Anyway, did you have other stuff? Because I mean, I have a couple things, but I can yield my time. Do you have any other big things you want to get to?
I think that's basically it. I'm just, you know, big poker winner. And
yeah, big you might have seen.
I didn't win the trophy, though. That's kind of the only thing.
I had a funny thing happen where, this might have even been, now I can't remember what was before Arlo or not. Like, it's all blending together. But it just sucks. I have a note that's Phoebe best ever of all time. I don't remember what it was about. But it was probably before Arlo because once Arlo was around, it was got a little more difficult. Oh, actually, God, the day I didn't get to talk about this. The day Arlo came home. Friggin' Phoebe. It's been really tough because Phoebe was like in the best possible face. God, it was so fun. Everything was. It's still good, but it's just she's having more difficulty, you know, like she just cries more. Or she gets in these moods of saying no to everything more. And I don't know, maybe it's not Arlo, but I kind of feel like it probably is related. Mm-hmm. But it sucks. She was in the best possible phase. Still good. But when she, man, one thing that like, I just, it really, it was kind of tough emotionally. It just made me really sad. It was just really cute and stuff was the day Arlo came home. The first time, the first like two times that he started crying, you know, so he starts crying because what, he's a baby. And so Phoebe starts crying, you know, she's like, you know, she starts crying and we're like, Phoebe, what's the matter? You're like, why are you crying? You know? And then we're like, wait a minute. Are you crying because Arlo's crying? And she goes, yes. Like, you know, that big, like crying. Yes, they do. And they're like, yeah. God, yeah. it was so heartbreaking. I was like, no, it's okay. You don't have to. It made me kind of proud, you know, in a way. Like, I'm glad that she cares that he was sad. But it was really tough. But anyway, God, it was like, I don't know, this isn't funny or anything, but I keep thinking like, it's like if you're watching the best movie of you've ever watched, or for Sam, a TV show. I don't know, because you don't like something. It's like if you're watching, you're like, you're in the very beginning, so you're like 20 minutes in. And then someone's like, well, I'm going to set up another TV next to this one, and I'm going to start a movie that's just as good. And you're like, well, I don't, kind of would be better if I could just watch this one. But then it starts, and you're like, well, yeah, I do care about that one. They're both good. They're both the same. They're both good. But like, I can't, you know, that's what it felt like. Like, it just, it's been kind of hard to deal with because I really wish, it, you know, it's obviously, hard,
it was just that's part of the thing because somebody mentioned in our group about my wife listening and she said be more worried about your daughter listening because you know you favor your son and everything. And I was thinking like, well, first of all, I've got a lot. I mean, not that I don't mean this as like a, you know, a jerk witty comeback, but like that's like last on my list of things I'm worried about with my daughter.
Yeah,
good point.
Well, and plus, in the order of things you'd be worried about her hearing, that's probably like last on this show.
Yeah, it was weird when I saw that comment. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess she could listen to this. Like, she could. How would she find it or why?
Yeah.
If your parents, or your dad or mom made a podcast,
I think
like
about
this, would
this
you listen to it?
I think about this constantly.
I wouldn't listen to it.
Constantly. No way. It's going to be interesting. Well, what I think will be interesting is if we have good relationship with our kids. Maybe someday when we're old, they'll like want to go back and hear some of this, but probably not like anytime soon. They're not going to give a shit anytime soon.
But I was thinking about that because, and I'm glad that, I forgot her name to post it. But anyway, thanks for posting that. Because I thought about like, yeah, you know, obviously that's something that I'm not happy about.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I want to do better at not doing that. But when you just said that about your two kids now, it's hard. I mean, just generally in life, if there's two things, you kind of have to pick one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like if there's two shows, you're like, I want to watch this one first. Or if there's two games, you want to play this one first. Like it is really hard to be like, I will equally give attention to both and decide that I like them the same or they just, you know, like it's just not really possible.
Well, I mean, the age differences are, I think, way different because there's like a 4-year gap for your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot different than like a, you know, 1.7-year gap, you know, something like
that.
Like,
true.
But I was going to ask you, like, if you had the same problem, because right now it's really hard. Part of it is because newborn, you forget this every time, but newborns are the worst. They're not, they're hideous. They just cry. Like you get nothing from them. They give you no, you know, they don't know what's going on. He's getting a little better. And I think we all forget this because like, I think Phoebe was the same way. Like, you know, obviously. And then over time, like, I feel like I remember being more into Phoebe right away, but I could also be remembering it wrong. But for me, I'm kind of worried because I'm just way more interested in Phoebe, you know, like I don't know. Did you have that problem at all or?
Well, Lara was 3 or 4 when my son was born and they are way more interesting. That she was in her like golden times then too. Your daughter is in the best age there is.
Perfect. Yeah, so that's the thing.
It's hard.
She's learning. She can learn words, but still wrong. It's awesome. God is the best. It couldn't be better.
Yeah, but I think the opposite thing happens too. Like you said, with the age difference, it's not just that my son is like better than my daughter. It's more that like I'm trying to hang on. We're not having any more kids. So like,
yeah.
Like you said, with what my son asked you about Canada and stuff, that is the funniest, greatest stuff.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Fun.
And
my
daughter's too smart
she's
now.
Too
she's
smart.
Older and she doesn't That's ask the other, questions.
Yeah,
like
it's her own undoing that she's too freaking smart. Like she's been for a while, she's been too smart.
Like yeah, she just knows everything. So there's not much, you know, I mean, and if she does get questions, they're sort of like irritating, like obvious. They'll either be obvious or they'll be like, you know the answer to this already. I don't know why you're, and then if I give her an answer, she'll argue with me and it's just not, you know. It's,
yeah.
But my son is just at the very end. Like it'll be, you know, another year, he won't be doing this anymore. So I think that happens with everybody where their youngest, it might happen with you too, where when you're youngest, whenever you stop having kids, is you recognize that like they're kind of a baby still in a lot of ways, and it's the best thing ever. And they're so innocent and pure and sweet, and it's almost over, you know. And like you kind of want to give them the attention. And the other thing is, my daughter got 100% of the attention for her whole 2, 3, 4, five, or no, well, up to 4, 100%. And of course, I don't expect her to understand that, and I'll try and tell her that, but she'll be like, "Why do you baby Nolan?" Like, and I'm like, "Well, you got it all. Like he's sharing everything with you now."
Yeah,
and like, you know, can we just give him the baby attention that you got? Like, but they don't, you know, obviously they're not going to understand that. So I don't know. It's tough. I think, I don't know. I do the best I can, but.
But did you have a feeling of like when Nolan was born, was it like, I care about Lara more? Or was it just because Lara's already annoying, say, or something? I'm having a hard time. Like, it's getting a little better now that he looks, you know, looks a little more. Because, man, they are not cute when they're first born. They're gross.
I don't remember having the capacity or time to think about
it,
which I cared about.
Yeah.
Because it was right when I started my business and
son was
6 weeks early and, you know, it was more like we were just surviving for a while and not really thinking about that.
Yeah.
How do we like take care of two kids?
But I can tell like as he's starting to, you know, he's looking around more. I think he's a month old. Almost exactly a month old. That's crazy. It goes by so fast. But anyway, it goes by fast, but also it's misery and it's really slow. But he's starting to look around more and I'm starting to think like, okay, this will be more fun in a minute. But anyway.
Yeah, it's like 6 to 9 months is when they're actually a thing at all.
Right. Well, they can. Yeah. Whenever they can start like laughing, that's you're right. That's probably going to be a while.
That's a good benchmark. 6 months is like, okay, they're cuter now. Like they fill out and they're funner yeah. to look at. And then 9 months to a year is like, they really start, their brains really start becoming fun, you know, and they know who you are and like, yeah, it'll, yeah. it'll get, but then
Phoebe,
you'll switch over.
Phoebe knows 3 of our 5 cats' names now. It's awesome. God.
Yeah, that's good.
She does like hi and bye, and she, instead of, you know, like waving, she like, turns her hand, like corkscrews her hand, like bye, yeah. you know, it's so funny. And the first cat she learned was Noodles, and she calls her Nunu's. Yeah. And so that was the one like for a while she would always want Nunu's. Like she's, where's Nunu? Like, hi Nunu's, where's Nunu's? Whatever, like everything about Nunu's. And then the second one she learned was Hank, who she calls Het.
yeah.
So she'd say, hi Het. And then finally this morning, I was trying to go through the names with her, and I was like, oh, who's that? She's like, Nunu's, who's that? Het. And then I said the other one, and who's Herbie? And she at first she said something like a little weird, and then after I said it, she was like, yeah, hi, Hobie. And it's the best. Couldn't be better. The problem is the other two cats look exactly alike, so she'll never figure those out, but someday.
That's the thing, is all of that is just... I mean, I'm not saying this is like a negative thing, but that's one thing. It's not one thing, but that's the thing of babies that yeah. lasts, you know, all the things like my son asking about Canada and all that. That's all the same thing. It gives you the same, you know, mm-hmm. brain chemicals reaction where yeah. you're like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And then it just like around 4, 5, 6, 7, they get smaller and smaller, and you're just hanging on to like anything they do.
Yeah.
Like that, you're just like wanting that rush of good feeling, chemical feeling. And yeah, it's just hard when you have one that's old and an adult woman that's 10 to not naturally just want to hang on to the other yeah. baby. But I don't know. Plus they fist fight with each other every day. So it makes it kind of hard
yeah.
to like either of them. I don't really like either of them. Really. No.
Anyway, we're out of time. I got, you know, we should do some bonus because I got to talk about some dad stuff, dad related
oh,
okay. stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Save that for the bonus jokes. Content. Yeah. you know, mom came over and was talking about it for a while. So
yeah, I heard about it.
All right. But thanks for listening. Hop on over to patreon.com/shoeshine for the bonus here. Everybody else, we'll see you next time.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.
Dad walked into the room I was in, and I just reflexively said like, oh, hi. And then he started ranting about some bullshit, like conservative stuff. And then even in my dream, I was like, even in dreams, I need to be more careful.